Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's nice to have you with us here tonight on a Monday, the 8th of September, 2025. The day after a truly, I don't want to say truly awful, because there were some positives, a couple that you can pull up and talk about, and we will talk about them. But a mostly dreadful, mostly disappointing dud of a opener here for your New England Patriots as they fall to the mighty Raiders of Las Vegas and Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly and Geno Smith and that team, which I wasn't expecting the Patriots to blow doors. In fact, I think I was closer to the score than anybody who works here. I don't know how many other people even took the Raiders, but I said Raiders 23, Patriots 13, and I missed it by 3 points. And it played out about how I thought it would. I don't get to brag like this that often. Usually I'm wrong. But this time I was basically right. It played out how I was expecting it to. I thought that Drake May and the offense were going to look a little discombobulated, as they did in the preseason games. You're now asking Drake May to learn another offense, his second in as many years. You have surrounded him with a new offensive line, but not necessarily yet a better one by my eye. I mean, we'll see if it becomes a better offensive line. But I think as of today, what we looked at was largely similar to what we saw last year in a lot of different ways. Drake May didn't look like a quarterback who was ready to take a second-year leap. The wide receiving group, aside from Kayshon Boutte, mostly in the first half. I feel like everything kind of died down in the second half. Some big catches in the first half for Boutte. I thought he looked good. I think he's really overachieving in a lot of ways, and I think he did last year too. I'm impressed with the progression that you're seeing from him. I think he'll have a good career in the NFL, so long as he stays off the gambling apps, that is. But for the rest of the team, there's maybe a couple of other small examples you can point to. Defensive tackle play in the run game, linebacker play, that sort of thing. I thought the Patriots defense did a pretty good job stopping the run. Aside from that, I thought it was pretty lousy. A pretty lousy effort. I think there were various points in the game where you could sort of think, okay, like this is, and when Douglas scored the touchdown, I was excited. I was excited by that drive. I was excited by the interception from Hawkins and how they marched back down the field, because that was deep in Vegas territory. And they marched all the way back down the field and scored that touchdown. That pumped me up. That got me thinking, okay, this is a team that may not be much more talented than Vegas, but if they can break them like this and go down the field, then maybe they can turn this into more of a track meet like it should be against a Vegas defense that, outside of one player, is really nothing to write home about. A secondary that you can't really name too many of those guys. And a pass rush that's really just a one-man army in Max Crosby. Here's the thing. And we'll get into this later because I want to dive into this this article in The Athletic, which says it's called The Bust Files. Pause. How NFL teams repeatedly fail quarterback prospects. And they don't talk about the Patriots really all that much. Mac Jones is mentioned in the Mac Jones failing from with Bill Belichick and Patricia and Judge and all that. That's part of it's an example that's used in the article. It's a long article. It's The Athletic, obviously, so of course it is. But it goes on to discuss various quarterbacks. Anthony Richardson is kind of centered in it. They talk about Zach Wilson. They talk about quarterbacks who were given more leash back in the day and how quarterbacks in the current era should be given more opportunities to develop and how teams are very quick to sort of open their present under the tree at Christmas. And if it's not exactly what they wanted and it doesn't, you know, deliver them a Super Bowl in the first couple of years, then they're really, really quick to just move on and try and find the next one. And that it's been a pretty broken system here for a while. And I was reading through it and I was reading all these examples of teams that have sort of succumbed to this. And since Tom Brady left, and really since that Cam Newton year, you could make the argument that the Patriots are a shining example of this very phenomenon. And we'll get to that later on in the show. I was not impressed by Mike Vrabel and the game plan. I was not impressed really by Josh McDaniels either. I thought that we were going to get a lot more from an organizational standpoint anyway, a lot more, or a lot less, I should say, dysfunction. And you were going to look more organized. And this was going to be a team with a mission and a goal and a leader who's going to lead the way and have all these things ready to go and all these different scenarios. And it was going to just look different. And I think that's what's got everybody so bothered so far in the last 24 hours is how not different it looked. It looked the opposite of different. It looked the same. It looked like a game from last year. Not the first game of the year last year. First game of the year. At this point last year, the Patriots were 1-0. It's kind of weird to think about, but it's true. And I wasn't expecting Drake May to walk out there and look like Josh Allen week one this year either. But I was expecting something. I was expecting there to be even just one of those throws where you go, yep, that's why you drafted this guy. And I don't remember really any of those. I don't really remember any of them. Any eye-popping plays where you just said, yep, okay, maybe they're not going to win this one, and maybe, you know, this season's not going to go quite as well as guys like Schefter and Boomer and all these other national prognosticators all high on the Patriots were thinking. But at the very least, I know our guy. He's coming along here. He's making things happen. He's going to settle into this offense, and it's going to start looking better and better and better. And I just feel like that's a tough starting place where they are right now. Where they are right now is basically no different from where they were at the end of last season. And I was expecting there to be enough of an improvement that you'd notice it. And the only thing I noticed was how similar it was. And we're going to spend a lot of time today talking about Drake May and Josh McDaniels and the offense and all the drawbacks that they had there. But I said this in the Football Sunday show yesterday with myself and Ted and Chris Scheim and Mego. And Tommy Kern and Wiggy and everybody who works here, basically. And Ken was producing it, by the way. Boss man Ken Laird was our producer yesterday. And I got to say, Ken Laird is a tremendous producer. He really is. One of the best I've ever worked with. I'm not even kidding. When I first started working here, I was doing weekends, and they brought Ken in from Pittsburgh, and they had him on as a weekend producer. And I was just like, wow, this guy's good. And then I don't know what ever happened to him after that. Never saw him again. I'm just kidding. He obviously is flown through the ranks here at WEEI, and now we all work for him. But I remember those days, and it was cool. It was cool working with him again like that. Anyway, all that to say this. I was basically of the mind that the biggest narrative this year is not going to be the defense. It's going to be either Vrabel or it's going to be Drake May. Those are going to be the two main driving narratives of this season. But the defense should be the main narrative, I think. Because that's what got emphasized in the offseason. That's what got invested in the offseason. You know, you can say, well, they drafted the left tackle and they brought in Steph. Yeah, sure, they did. But when it came to free agency, when it came to spending Robert Kraft's money, what did they do? Who did they invest it in? They invested it in a nose tackle. They invested it in a middle linebacker. They brought in Landry on the edge. They brought in all these guys on the defense. Carlton Davis, what a great game he had, by the way. You know, I mean, that's where the money went. That's where it went. And I was hoping to see a little bit of a return on investment. You can say, well, Arcane, how can you say there was no return on investment? They only scored 20 points. Sure. I think that's a lot for the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders are going to go out there and score a ton of points this year. I don't think they're that kind of team. 20 may be on the high end for them this year. They're not good. And I love Fitzy, but I heard him say, hey, you know, the Raiders may be a tough out this year. Chip Kelly, Pete Carroll, it's like, Chip Kelly and Pete Carroll, I don't think are going to go out and beat a lot of teams this year. I really don't. Maybe I'll be wrong, and maybe Bowers is going to, you know, become the next Gronkowski this year, and Janty is going to be the next Adrian Peterson, and I'll look like an idiot. But I just think that was a game played between two bad teams, and the slightly less bad team came out with a well-deserved victory. And the Patriots are still a team that is trying to figure out what they are and trying to figure out how to get out from the bottom of the AFC, how to get out from the lottery, how to support their quarterback, which I don't know if they have answers for that. I don't know that they have it. And maybe Drake May is not the guy. I'm not sure. I mean, we'll see. I think we all agree he's got a lot of good physical tools. He has the ability to make plays. He's a good athlete, all that. But is this the situation? Is this a situation where any quarterback can come in and really thrive? Do you have a system in place to support a young quarterback? I don't know how you can say the answer to that is yes. Maybe it'll develop over time this year, and God, I hope it does. I really do. But I also was sort of hoping that Mike Vrabel, with all of his stabilizing presence that everyone kept telling me about, that he was going to be able to come in here, with Josh McDaniels for that matter, and calm things down a little bit. And what I saw yesterday was not that. What I saw yesterday was a guy in Drake May who, as Andy Hart said, and I agree with him, seemed overwhelmed. I think that he looked overwhelmed out there, maybe overwhelmed by the new offense, overwhelmed by the new offensive line. Whatever it wasn't pretty. And even when it seemed like he was connecting and moving the ball and having a scoring drive, which, you know, it's not like everything was bad. It wasn't all bad. But most of those yards came in garbage time, kind of stat padding at the end there on that last drive for the field goal. And when it came time for him to step up and really make important plays, it wasn't there. And I don't think that is a testament to him not having the heart that you need to go out there and play or whatever. I heard Curtis this morning asking Vrabel, you know, is winning all that matters for Drake May? And we'll play that for you, and I'll react a little bit more to it. But I just tell you right now, I don't think it's that. I don't think that's it. I think Drake May is a young kid who's trying to make his way in the NFL on a team that's not supporting him. I thought that last year, and I still think it again this year. And if they want to change that, then it's on them to figure out how to do it. But right now it seems like it's more of the same. And it'd be a real shame to see a third overall pick, a kid with a ton of talent and ability, kid who seems to have a decent head on his shoulders, you know, good family support, all that stuff. It would be a shame to see a young, promising career kind of go left because, number one, you just didn't decide to put enough emphasis on him and developing him and putting an offense around him that he can feel good about and that can protect him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They still haven't really, in any demonstrable way, made things much better. Bringing in Will Campbell was a gamble. I mean, that was, you know, you're bringing in a rookie tackle, and he wasn't a blue chipper. He was a guy that had a good pedigree and I think can still be a good tackle, and he had his ups and downs yesterday, obviously. The downs were pretty noticeable. And we'll talk about him a little bit later, too. But you, on the pass-catching side of things, brought in 31-year-old Steph Diggs, who just a couple of days ago had to go up in front of everybody. He didn't have to do this, but he chose to go up in front of everybody and explain that he's actually not a pain in the ass and that he doesn't like when people say things that he doesn't think are true, and that if you want to get adversarial about it, we can get real adversarial. That was on his mind going into week one of this season. Bust files. I don't know. I mean, I think some of the beat reporters tried to warn us that this might be coming. You know, Breer and some other people. I feel like they were very, very softly, very gently trying to temper everybody's expectations. Hearing all of this optimism, all this Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniel, Drake May, second year leap optimism. I think there were some efforts made by people on the beat and people who were there every day to kind of give you just, all right, you know, just relax. Maybe you'll see some good stuff this year, but let's not get ahead of it. Let's not go crazy, all right? It's not like he looks great. It's not like he's out there killing it. And then we saw the preseason games, and there was nothing really to write home about there either. Some turnovers, nothing really popping, except Travion Henderson, who was okay. He's probably one of your better offensive players other than Booty. Doesn't take a lot to tackle him, though, I'll say that. He's not like a stiff breeze, it seems like, could knock him over. And that's, again, a young sort of undersized player out there carrying the ball 5-6 times. It's not like they really pounded the run anyway, so no one really got an opportunity to get into a rhythm, and no one was really getting into a rhythm anyway. All in all, lousy effort, lousy debut. Not as bad as Bill Belichick's, but certainly not good. And I think that there are a lot of things you can learn and take away from it. I think that you heard Drake May today discussing some of those things. I think you heard Mike Vrabel discussing them as well. But all in all, it was a disappointing effort and a disappointing game. And one of the things that bothered me the most was that punt in the fourth quarter. You're down 2 scores. I know there was a false start and a penalty, and I understand that can sort of sap the momentum out of a moment like that. But I thought punting there was just lousy. I just thought that was weak. Just call the game then, you know, just to pull your guys off the field. If that's what we're doing here, then why bother? It's week one, and you're punting that away. That seemed like something Gerard Mayo would do. I hate to put it in those terms because I know that's not a great way of looking at it, but it did seem like, we might as well punt here. Like, no, Gerard, you shouldn't. No, Mike, let's not punt here. Why don't you try and at least give your guys an opportunity? It still was going to be a long shot, but at least give them a chance. And no, they just kicked away, and let Geno Smith, who had 350-something yards at that point, go back to work. And it just, you know, I mean, there was nothing about it at any point, even with Bowers out of the game. There really weren't a lot of points in the game after that interception to open the second half where you thought, yeah, this team could really still rebound and come back here. Things just ground to a halt. And that was another big hallmark, I'd say, of last year's team. So all in all, I mean, listen, there were a couple of things that you can look at and feel okay about. Kayshon Booty, I think, is establishing himself as potentially a number one wide receiver on this team. I think he'd be a number two or a three on like a good team, but he may be your guy here, and it's good to at least have somebody who can say they accept that role because no one did last year. And if Booty can be that guy, then at least you get some kind of order in the wide receiver room, which would be an improvement again from last year. And also, I thought they stopped the run pretty well. They handled Genty. They handled the other kid, White, Zamir White. Geno didn't really take off much on him. I thought, all in all, they did a good job there limiting the run. But other than that, I don't really think much was – there's much you can say positive about that debut. It was largely a total bust. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. I have some thoughts on things Mike Vrabel had to say after the game, including a couple of Bill Belichick-related highlights, I should say, or headlines here, as not only is Mike Vrabel now addressed Belichick gate, but Bill Belichick has had some trademarks rejected by the national trademark people. And they're really, really weird. So we'll get to that as well. We got some other non-football related headlines that we'll get to, and we'll get to your phone calls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.